pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning to worship and songs and bless your holy name, because you are God Almighty.
Amen.
We praise you, we give you the glory, we acknowledge you, Father, this morning of your mercy and grace that is sufficient for us. Bless us this morning as you come, Father, to the table of the Lord, that to be nourished futurely by the bread and the water of life. Open our hearts and understanding as we live in this hour to get ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the church in Singapore, the pastor, and also the elders and the believers. We ask, Father, that you may just come and have the preeminence as you are doing around the world today.
Yes.
Getting ready, your wife or your bride, for that great coming that we are looking forward to, Lord. So thank you once again for this opportunity that I can be here, your servant from Fiji, to come and fellowship with in the Spirit with one another.
Glory.
As we continue to come to that harmony, to that perfection, before you're going to fulfill your word in us, O Father.
Thank you
for this time and moment.
Yes.
Not by power, by might, it's by your Spirit, by your grace, Father. That we can hear again this wonderful morning to fellowship and worship you for your glory and honor. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us take our seat. Amen. I greet you all again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ for meeting you once again after the trip to Nigeria. 3 weeks and I'm back here from today, Sunday, Thursday. And thank for the grace of God that can protect me. Nigeria is a great country. It's a very populated country. It's a bigger population in the world. But God's grace was sufficient for me to be able to go through. Even the convention was a lot of people in Brother Billy Joseph's church in Ikejo, if I'm correct. But again, it's been there. And after that, we moved down to Brother Nice Church. We thank God for that opportunity that we were there together. And they are sending their greetings to you, Brother Billy Joseph, and the church. They asked me to convey their greetings and love to you, to all of you. Pastor Gann and all of us that are here to this point, and also from Brother Nice and the church. They have a lot of sister church also visited, and they convey to their greetings to all of you their love to you, because we know what is the bond that is between us and believers in Nigeria or in Africa. Basically, it was a good trip, good experience for me to go. And for the first time to go out from Fiji as a pastor. I always move around when I was working because of my profession to Asia and other parts of the world. But in God's time, God will operate and move things like we are looking at today, that God is doing something, preparing us for the final moment that we are looking forward to, for the rapture or the body change. So once again, I thank God for this time to be given this pulpit from his servant Brother Gann. It's just a pastor that was taught by his ministry for all these years, and that's why I can be standing strong too in the church in Fiji, because of the ministry that God has given to Brother Gann. And that is been vindicated around the world, that the calling of God in that apostolic office that God has given him. So we thank God for that, what God is doing, that we have come to be connected in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the greetings also come from Fiji. Every day they are writing to me. Even this morning, they just finished their service. We are 4 hours difference. They love you. They send their greetings all the time to Brother Gann and to Brother Henry. They know Brother Henry and Sister Joyce. They came to Fiji. Sister Isabella, if I'm correct in the pronunciation, they came. So they love you, we because of the brotherhood, the spirit that God has brought us together.
Amen.
The Lord, the spirit of God. And we are one in the spirit, although we live in a different country or society, different life, different food or background environment. But in the spirit, we are one. That's why we can come together and fellowship and worship together, because of the spirit of God that has come to our life. And that's all the greetings from Africa and Nigeria and Fiji. It was a great convention to speak. A lot of people were baptized, a lot of deliverance and restoration. We know that the African believers, our brothers, when they worship, you have to be ready to worship with them. It's a lot of movement, a lot of singing, and it was a great experience to all of us. And also from Brother Piri from Lebanon. We've been talking, we have met for the first time, Brother JP and Brother Eli, the young brother that come to them, and Sister Bree. Sister Grady, we were all there. It was a wonderful time. We come from different backgrounds, most of us have met the first time, but we were like, we have known each other all the time. Because we were in the mind of God even before the foundation of the world. So when you come, because of that spirit of God, we bonded together, blended together. Because of what we are, not in the physical, but in the spirit of God.
Yes.
That's why, as I've said all the time, I'm your brother, and you are my sister, you're a sister. That's why I can come and just live with you and Brother Hend and Sister Joyce, like we are just one. I'm not here to live, even if there are pigeons here. But I go everywhere, I live with the brethren. I was in Australia, I live with the brother to rent the house together for all the 7 months I was here. So that's how what God is in our life. So we thank God for what is God to us and how God has designed all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm very tired, I'm very exhausted. The weather there is totally different from Fiji. It's near the equator, and you are near the equator, it's near the Sahara Desert. I could not sleep nearly every night, because the power there fluctuates every day. And so forth. But it was a good experience for me as somebody that can see what is the situation around. I know Singapore is a very high society. It's very efficient. Everything is wonderful. But don't let it make you to go down.
Right.
The things of the world can paralyze our faith, can make us to be weak.
Right.
And that is not very good as far as God is concerned in our life. Amen. So we thank God. We always thank God and love the God all the time. You sing the song we sing because we are using in even your song books. That's why you can see my voice. I'm trying to go higher, but not to really go high. Amen. So Brother Ken has given me just to say a few things. I've spoken on Friday night just to speak what is in my heart. And this morning I'm going to just say a little bit what God is doing, and we know that we are talking about the I am all the time, the present time, because history is already history. We learn from history what God has done, and God has sent Malachi 4, it's been fulfilled, but we know we are still here to observe even what God has given to him. Like God told Moses, Joshua, observe whatever I told Joshua, Moses my servant, who is dead. So that is what we are, because God brought Malachi for Brother Ben to bring us back to the Bible. At least I remember, as I hear Brother Gail preach, if God never sent Malachi 4, Brother Ben, we are all going to, because we are not going to come back to the truth. So God said that prophet or that ministry to bring us back to the absolute, to bring us back to the Word of God. But unfortunately today the people are not... they don't understand what is the truth, what is the message of the hour. Like they are worshipping the man, Brother Branham. It's unfortunate, like I've heard Brother again said this morning, the simple truth that we have is very simple. The Word of God is very simple because God is simple. But you see how complicated are the people, because the devil knows our weakness, that we are contaminated by the serpentine blood. We are corrupt in what we are, even in the image of God should be inside. So the devil took advantage of it. If you are not careful, that's what we have seen, even in his children. It's so messed up. Even sometimes we don't know what is happening. whether it's a simple truth of the Bible. The American preacher came to Fiji. They want to preach, they want to say, we want to help you, Mr. Twitter, because you've got 300 islands. I told them, I know. So what you are trying to tell me? Because I've been praying for Fiji, for the Pacific, that if God can use me, because God has shown me the truth, the light, from Brother Brian's ministry, and also Brother Jan's ministry, the upstart ministry. So I have got the light, I'm carrying the light, and I'm praying if God allows me to take it to the Pacific Islands and also the 300 islands in Fiji. So I told them, no, in the spirit of love, because they were in my house. I told them, you better put your doorsteps or your house in order first before you come. Because I believe the prophet of God, Malachi 4, which God sent to you as an American. Because when that truth came to me, it was fire. It ignited my life. It turned me around from a sinner to be a child of God. And because these are the truth. And for you to come here and to tell me about that prophet, I know him. I know what how God used him to bring me back to the truth. But I know what you are doing in America. I know the mess up. So before you come to preach to me, you better put your house in order. Because you have a mess up everything. What the prophet of God has brought. With due respect to people. People are good. They want to go and worship God. But the problem, they don't come to this absolute and look into the Word of God. These are 66 books God has given us. It's sufficient for what we have to know as the grace of God or salvation. This is enough. Because God has put it here for mankind. Because these are the book of life. These are the Word of God. Amen. So they never want to. They said, it's okay. I asked them one question. Is your pastor belongs to the ministry that God is using today? Which is the Bible. He said, he believes it. I said, I'm not asking believing it. I'm asking who is him. He said, he believes it. Our pastor has gone to 70 nations in the world to preach. I said, it's okay, but I'm going to ask, so what to me? That's not the answer. If he's gone to 70 countries in the world, it doesn't mean that God has called. Because everybody is doing it. God must call you, like the Bible said, how can the people hear the word of God without the preacher? How can the preacher preach without being sent of God?
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. You can't send yourself. God has to send you because God is going to vindicate.
Right.
Whether you walk or your message from God or not. That's why I told the Fijian believers or the pastor when I wrote four letters to them. I said, God has shown me the ministry, the apostolic ministry. Because God showed it to me. Of our brother again. So God has called him. God has vindicated him around the world. That was 2004 when I wrote the letter. To invite finally the pastors in Fiji because they have rejected me. Because the light that has come through the ministry of the Bible. That I was standing and preaching from that light. Instead of quoting Brother Brennan. And quoting every time because I was doing it. Because I was in that mess up, and that's what how it was operating. So when I was doing it, they never heard the name of Brother Brahma more when I preached in the big church. So finally, they loved what I was saying. They got excited. They were inspired because it's the truth. But the devil is watching too. So after that, they rejoice. They declare that God was meeting them. Although they were like the headquarters to speak. But the main preacher, who I even want to stop Brother again to come in 2004, he declared that God was sending the church or me to come and preach to them what is light, what is truth. But after that, the devil came in and enticed them. Finally, they decided to throw me outside. But it's good. Because Jesus is always outside, even the denomination of they have organized this truth. So you come outside, he's there with you. Amen. So that's why I thank God for what God has done. And I am here physically to realize what I always ask for. If God, one day God will, although I don't really want to come, but I want to come and visit you. Because we want you to. And say thank you to you. for supporting us, for making us to stand through the ministry of our brother Ken, and you are here supporting the body of Christ like you are doing everywhere in India, in Africa, and so many countries around the world. So in appreciation, I'm here to thank you again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Gary is servant that has labored so much for a very long time. I become the beneficiary of this ministry from Malachi to ever so forth. And also you for supporting the ministry that we can also partake in the what is the benefits of the ministry of God that is operating. Because we cannot go outside of what God is doing. We cannot say something else. That's what people are trying to ignore. Finally, sometime today, they are trying to ignore Brother Gary. They are trying to go there only. When they go there only, they're going to wreck their life. Because God has His order. He's not a God of confusion. He's a God of order and peace. Amen. So God will do it His way, not what is our way, or God's provided way. Amen. So I'll just read a few scriptures, or one scripture, then I'll just share to you a little bit what God has put into my heart this morning. We go to the book of Exodus, chapter 1. Ephesians, chapter 1. Sorry, we are not English people. Sometimes we say it in our own accent. We mix Ephesians and English. My eyes is getting dim too. It's a new Bible, so I'm trying to. Action chapter 1. Just verse 9 to verse 10. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 and verse 10, having made unto known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He had the purpose in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. Amen. May God bless the reading of His word. Amen. This morning. I'll just take a small subject titled The Gathering. Amen. The Gathering. As I look around and see what God is doing today, I know we are in the final moment of time that God is gathering His children together. And before we go to paradise. And as I see how God has moved me right to here, to Africa, and looking at the believers in Africa, the believers from Lebanon and Norway, that we have come together. And by one thing, it's by the word of God. It's nothing else, we have come together. It's not because we are people that have known each other, or because of some other things, or we are business people, or we are friends. We have come together, together, here, and also in Nigeria, just because of Christ. And Christ is the word of God. The word of God has gathered us together. We know that when God, we know what is creation. We know who is the God we worship. It's not three gods or two gods, it's one God. The Bible said, I'm God and I'm God alone. There's no more, none before me, there's none after me. I'm God and I'm still God in the book of Isaiah. Right. So we look into the Bible, there's only one God. And we know that God created everything for His own purpose. He was an eternal God or eternal spirit. Nobody lives in Him. Sometimes you read a lot of things in His word. Some people said when they believe in the Trinity, they said that this Trinity came from other planets. So they decided to come to this planet and start to do or plan whatever they ever planned. So these are all the theories and all the errors and all the what is going on around the world. But we thank God that we can know the truth, because there are a lot of deception. There are a lot of things going on, even in this message of the hour, that's been propagated by preachers, by people. And it's confusing many people, like what I saw in Nigeria. They were confused when I started to listen to their stories. Even pastors were confused or deceived to some extent. That's how powerful is the spirit of deception.
Right.
When Jesus was around in the last days of his life, he was sitting in Mount Olivet when the three disciples asked him these three questions. What shall these things be? What is the sign of your coming? What is the end of the world? Jesus started to reply. The first thing he said, be careful, no one deceive you. He was talking to the apostles to speak. But he's warning them, be careful, nobody deceive you. If there is the first thing for Jesus to be saying, you must be careful that no one deceives you. That was 2,000 years ago. But today we see the deception is to the uttermost. Nearly everybody is deceived. The spirit of deception has come so powerfully even to this truth, which is truth. God has restored us back to the truth, to the word. But you see what it has produced. It has produced a lot of branches and whatsoever we have seen. And even me, myself, sometimes I don't understand what is wrong with people. Because we know the Bible is very simple. If you read it in the simplicity of God, you'll see what is here in the Bible. It doesn't take for you to go to the Bible college or wherever, because it is for God to reveal it. If God doesn't reveal this truth, you'll never know anything.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So God has to reveal. If He doesn't reveal, you are still blind. Amen. The devil knows what is the weakness in us. That we are hybrid.
Right.
That we are contaminated by this serpentine blood. So he manipulates to his advantage. That's why, as I've said, when I came to this truth in Fiji, when I sat there and watched it, the only thing I can see was a very powerful religious spirit inside the message of the hour. You know, as a believer coming in, I don't want to speak it or try to think, maybe it's only me. But if God has revealed things to you, it's going to be vindicated. It's going to show. There is the truth.
Yes.
So, because every Sunday they are crying here. No, the pastor will preach and the chief deacon, whatever you call him, will come up and use psychological words. And the people, because of that presentation, will come and cry. Every Sunday is happening. I said, what is this? That means, you know, they are crying. They are crying like babies. Not only the sisters, the brothers. But the preaching is only the message of Brother Brennan. There is no new revelation or something inspired to be expounded from the Bible. But they are crying. So when I watch it, it's not the Spirit of God. It's a religious spirit. How can you be crying every Sunday? That means you are living in sin from Monday to Saturday. And you are waiting for Sunday to correct your life. That's not God we worship. We live in God every day.
Amen.
We don't live only Sunday and come and try to be somebody that looks good in the eyes of God. In the spirit we live 24 hours in God.
Amen.
Amen. But the church collapsed. The church is broken up. The big pastor is dead. Now they are trying to hold it, not to be disgraced. They are trying to hold it. I said, you can hold, and until one day it's going to just collapse. Because when there is no truth, there is no foundation, it's going to break. Amen. If the foundation of the house is not properly built, that house will fall one day.
Right.
So the foundation is not really there. Because the truth has come to this their country, but they rejected it.
Right.
If the people in my country, they have received this foundation that came through is the ministry of Brother Gann, they would have been standing very powerfully today.
Because in Fiji, we love the Lord because we are simple people. We are not rich country. We don't have a lot of things of the world. So we go to the Lord. The only way we can see is worship the Lord. To supply our needs. That's what I see in Africa. I tried to watch it. I said, in Fiji we are religious. But it became a problem. Because you can come to church and still maintain that they're religious. No, God, we worship God in the spirit. Because the religious spirit is a very powerful spirit, like in the Pharisees, the Sadducees. They were very religious. But when Jesus was born, they don't even know he was born. He was still sitting there in the synagogue. When he was born in Bethlehem. When the wise men from the east came and tell King Herod, we have seen his star. He called the high priest. He called the scribe to ask him. They said, we only know from the Bible that he's going to be born in Bethlehem. But he was already born. They are sitting there waiting, he was born. Because they were very religious. They don't know what God was doing. They don't know what time was it. And they miss it altogether. So I was saying, be careful of religious spirit. Because I've seen it. And it collapsed. Because many people came from churches. From Methodist or from Pentecost, from wherever. Sometimes they bring their spirit again to where they come to the truth. That's why we always say, you can bring out a Pentecost out of Pentecost, but it's very hard to remove Pentecost. Right. You can bring somebody out from the world to church, but sometimes it's very hard to take away the world from him or her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have to open up so God can remove the spirits of the world or whatever is there. That's why the word of God is preached in the spirit, to remove those spirits. To remove the world. To remove unbelief. To remove carnality.
Right.
And we come in like that. But God has to deal with us so we may come to the image of Christ. We may come to the state of the perfect man. And that is Jesus Christ. So we are living in the time of that God is gathering his elect, and we see the world too is going into their gathering. They've been gathered together too, under the umbrella of the World Council of Church. And we see what they did. And God too is gathering us into Christ by the word of God. That's why we are all together. We are coming together. So we know that the fall happened. And God started to send the word of God through the prophets. And in the New Testament we know Jesus came. And we look into the Bible, we see the parables that Jesus was talking about in the book of Matthew. We just see the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 18. Verse 24, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth the fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, sir, did thou not sow good seed in your field? From whence then have it has a test. He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, will thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let the boulder grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together first the tares and bind them in bundles, to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Amen. So we can see this is a parable of the kingdom of heaven that what Jesus was talking about. Was on a sowing. There was a sowing to plant the tares and the wheat, and the wheat came up. But the next day they saw this plant growing up too, the tares. So they told the Lord, and the Lord said, an enemy has planted it. So what the Lord, are we going to pull it? No, let them grow together. Let them grow together. If you pull now the tear, you may pull up the wheat too, because it's still weak. Let them grow together. In the harvest time, then I will gather them. They will be gathered. And also, I will gather my wheat and put into my barn. So, today this is happening. If the people can understand the parables, but they are fulfilling the parables, that's why they cannot see what Jesus was talking about. Because now they have been gathered together. Jesus explained this parable to the disciples. Later on, when he said to them, when he explained it, he said in Matthew chapter 36 to 43. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. Verse 37, he answered and said unto them, he that sow the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. So shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend. And them which do iniquity shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the Son in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. So Jesus is explaining about the parables. He's telling them, who sow the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. We know it's the church world or the church field. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. We are the children of the kingdom. We are the good seed that God has planted. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. So he's talking about, in this parable, he's talking about human beings. He's talking about people that go to church. The enemy that sowed is the devil. So Jesus is showing here the enemy that sowed is the devil. Is the wicked one. So we see that in the church world, the tear and the wheat are both planted together. But they are different plant. We know the wheat has a different life. And also the tear has a different life. But they are planted on the same tree. That means that they are receiving the same nutrients or vitamins from the same soil, but they have different life. So he cannot make a tear to be a wheat and a wheat to be a tear. Amen. You can go to church, but your life will speak. You can enjoy the fellowship of God. You can get the vitamins from the same place or same ground, but your life will say who you are. Your fruits will show who you are. Amen. Because the tear is different. The wheat is different.
Right.
Or any plant is all different. So likewise, in God, we are different. It depends on what we are. So if we are a good seed, we're going to grow what is a good life. Or the fruits of God in our life. But if it's not, then although we are also partaking from the same nutrients and vitamins, but our life will show who we are.
Right.
Amen. Everybody goes to church. Today, Brother Gann showed me that room belongs to those that group and that. But you see their life. They are reading the same Bible. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. The sun rises upon the sinner and the righteous. But the tear cannot be the wheat. And the wheat cannot be the tear. But you see their life. They steal, they fornicate, they lie, they cheat. And so many things. Because of their life, although they are going to church and feeding from the same source, their life is still their life. But they worship God, they claim God, they have miracles, they have everything. But their life is still their life. Because they are the children of the wicked one. The devil has planted them into what is the church world too, or the field. Amen. So Jesus said, let them grow together. At the harvest time, then we will gather. We will gather these tears together and bind them together. So we see what is happening in the world. In the fulfillment of the parables. That all these denominations, organizations are coming together. They are being binded together. By their preachers and false preachers and the prophets. He's binding them together. It has started a long time ago in the 1948. This binding has been happening. And today we see it's getting more and more in this border or the gathering of this tear together. But Jesus said, then I will gather the wheat together and put it into my barn. So God too at the same time is gathering us. Because we are in the last moment of time of this salvation. We know the Lord is not far from now in the rapture or the body change. So we are coming closer, but God is still gathering. He's coming from the east and coming from the west. We see people being baptized now and then. We hear, heard in India, people are coming in. Because these are people that God already knows them before the foundation of the world. God told Job, stand up, I want to speak to you. Get up by your loins. I want to speak to you. Where were you when I was laying the foundation of the world? When the morning stars sang together, when the sons of God shouted for joy, where were you? God was asking him a question that he could not even answer. God was trying to tell him, you were in my mind before the foundation of the world. Right. We were in the mind of God sitting here before the foundation of the world. You cannot be here if God has never thought about you.
Right.
Amen. That's why there's no way for you not to come and for me not to come. When you're going to come, many things will happen. The devil will try to remove us. The world, the enemy will try. We will never be successful. Because God has ordained you for us to life. We are the children of God. We are the seed of God. Amen. Because of God has a plan and a purpose. He wants to have children. He wants to have a family. That's why he said it's not good for Adam or man to be alone. Because of God was alone in eternity. He allowed time to come so that he can bring in a family to himself. At the end of the day, in the book of Revelation, we can see he's got a family. He's at the holy city, New Jerusalem.
Right.
He's at the tabernacle of God. Finally, we see what is the outcome. Then we see that is what God was already in his mind. Because now, in eternity, when we go back to eternity, God will have a family. And we are that family. We are that wife of God, that where he wants to dwell and live and be worshipped. In eternity, in eternity.
Amen.
That's why the Bible said, it is done, I've done it, I fulfill it. So we are going through a process. We are going through the process whereby God has called us. In the book of Romans, God said, those are God that has, chapter 8, that have a foreknown, he called. Those who have called, he justified. And glorified. Amen. Amen. So we are in the mind of God. We are sitting here. There is nothing in this world can take you away. If you are predestinated to that life in Jesus Christ. But we in faith, God has given us faith to overcome. To keep on fighting, to keep on pushing. To the end. When we go to heaven, we don't need faith. We don't need hope. We need it here. Faith, hope, and love. Because love, God is love. You don't sit before Jesus Christ in heaven and say, I have faith in you. When you see him. Our faith is the revelation. Our faith, our hope is based on the hope that the word of God will never fail. The word of God is true. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, Romans said that the faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things you don't see. So our faith, our hope is based on that God, the Word of God is true. Amen. It's going to come to pass. If God speaks it, He's going to bring it to pass. God will never lie. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, there are two immutable things that God will never lie. Because God promised and God swore. That He's going to save Abraham and the children of Abraham. Amen. We go through this life of how many days going to come. Because God is testing us. God is moving us so that we may come to the image of Christ. That's the ultimate. We may come to that perfection or stature of the fullness of Christ. So God must deal with us. He has gathered us. He has brought us together, but He must deal with us. Because the only thing we can take to heaven is the character of Jesus Christ. You're not taking anything else. You're not taking your car or house or your ATM card. You're going to take Christ when we go in the rapture. Because we're going to get a new body. We're going to have a body change. And when the last trumpet will sound, in the tubular fire, we'll be changed from corruption to incorruption, mortality to immortality. In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 19, Jesus was saying this parable, talking about the seeds that have been planted. In Africa, when we preach, we have to watch them how they're going to respond. So I finally notice how they respond. They will be quiet until we say something powerfully, then they shout. Then I saw they have to say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Amen! Amen! So I told them, I know. I take pick here. What to say for you to say amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we worship in a different way. Because of where we come up from, the background, and so forth and so on. In Fiji, when you come, it's very noisy. We sing to not much, but they love the word of God. Mm-hmm. They will shout. They will praise. Amen. Right. So, come to Fiji, then you're going to hear the noise. I told the African believers, they're going to see me sing it. When you sing for 2 hours. Even sometimes I knock out. Not again, no. I just keep on dancing, after that I slow down. No more energy. They can go for 2 hours. In the convention, I was supposed to preach. No, I got ready, came down. And they were going for 3 hours. I said, my, I'm going to sleep here, sitting here waiting. But I said, what I see, when you sing, you rejoice and shout and run around. But when the word of God is preached, you are very quiet. He said, the opposite you are doing. Because in Fiji, we praise God too, we are noisy a little bit. But we are more noisy in the word of God. Because I said, when I preached in Brother Gosfield Church, the sister church, I said, we are in the marriage. We are not here in church to come and fulfill church sanity. We are here in the marriage. Right. We are inside the tent of God's word. Right. We are getting in the invisible union with our husband, our lover, Jesus Christ. A marriage is not quite. Yes. In Singapore, I don't know. Brother Donald, hallelujah. I see when I was in the restaurant, it was noisy. I've been to China. It's more noisy, China. I went to China for 6 weeks. It was noisy. When they come to the restaurant, China was like, ha, ha, ha. I said, what? I thought they were drunk. But they love eating because they love it. Hey, brother, again. They love. When you love something, you got to rejoice. Hallelujah. But we are not here for church. It's gone. We are here. We are getting into this marriage. We are getting in love with Christ. Amen. Our marriage is always noisy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why we are noisy, because if a marriage is not noisy, it's a funeral. We are not in a funeral. We are in a marriage with Christ. That's why we are rejoicing. We are eating and rejoicing in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I must stop moving today so the camera can catch me. I got a big stage. Brother Nice again came to last wedding. And I walked the stage from here to there. So I can see everybody in the church. Amen. So, but God is good. God is bringing us together. He's going to bring us to that image. He's teaching us. He's making us to come to that oneness, to that harmony that exists between God and Jesus Christ. You know, brother, the Holy Ghost, God told Brother Ben, take up the pen and write in the church's book. He said, the law that is in the church is the law that is in the book of Genesis, the law of reproduction, Genesis 1:11. That let every seed bring forth its own kind. God has planted the seed of God's word in your heart. He's going to bring forth his own kind. He's going to bring forth the word of God. God today is impregnating you in the word of God. In the seed is a germ of life.
Yes.
So sooner or later you have to bring forth Christ. There's no way, because the law of that seed is to grow. And the potential for it to be what it is already, God has already placed it into the seed. It's going to be a mango tree or mango fruit. God has put on that potential that it should be mango. It cannot be apple. And the apple cannot be mango. And the orange cannot be either or otherwise. He's going to bear forth what it is. Let every kind bring forth his own kind. And God told the messenger, when the Lord is going to come, near the time of the Lord, the church will come up and come to that image. It's going to come to that harmony. Because we are growing here. We cannot come here for 1 year, 2 years, we are still the same person. Because of the power of the word of God to transform is going to come. He's going to change you from glory to glory. He's going to change you how you walk and talk and even rest when you come to God. He's going to change you. We don't force it. He's going to change your life. Because the word of God is powerful and quick and sharper than a two-edged sword. He's going to penetrate the center to the divine soul and the spirit inside. He's going to go right inside. That's the power of the word to transform.
Right.
Hallelujah. Right. You cannot remain the same person for 10 years when you come to God.
Right.
God is going to make you to grow in the grace of God. He's going to grow into the image of Christ.
Amen.
Until we'll be like him. Right. Once we come to that stage, the rapture is gone. We're going to go. Because God is bringing us up to that image. That's why the preaching is going on. To set them aside. To cut, to remove whatever is still in the people. Amen.
Amen.
And if you have the Spirit of God, you're going to learn, you're going to be subject to it. You'll never go against what is God. Because God doesn't go against God.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to yield. You're going to be submitted to God. Never mind how much it's going to hurt you in integrity. Because of the word of God, sometimes it's going to hurt you.
Right.
But it's going to set you free. The truth will hurt you. It's going to set you free. Amen. That's why when the wheat started to grow, you're going to see the wheat is going to bend and go because it's a matured, it's heavy.
Mm.
But the tear, you see the difference. When it grows, it doesn't bend. It grows, it keeps on growing straight. That's what you see in denomination. That's why you see this false prophets everywhere. You go to Africa, it's all false prophets here. From Africa, South Africa to upper other side, you see so many false prophets.
Right.
I said, what? He said, this is a prophetic time. What prophetic time?
Yeah.
If somebody has to, we have to explain the prophetic time, Brother Gunn knows what is prophetic time. We know what is a prophetic time. Amen. Because we are in the eye, the sea. We are seen before the head comes and care for the church.
Right.
That's why God said that the seer, the prophet of God, so we may see into the things of God.
Mm.
And they said, we have come to the days of Pentecost. We have come to the baptism in water. We have come to the church called Baptist. They go to baptize in water. We have come to the charismatic. So today we are in the prophetic. The prophetic is to enforce, so they do miracle. They do this and that. Yeah, they are not here. They are getting to, they are feeding to from the same nutrients we are feeding from.
Right.
But their life, you see this big church, a mega church, You can see the world. You see how they dress. You see how they live. They were ministered. They were all kinds of the angels. They never change it. The word of God, when you do that, is going to change you. The pastor will never change you. The word of God will change you. Because the word of God is alive. Amen. So you may look like Jesus. You may look the same. Because God is not here and there. Hallelujah. They do miracles, so they get the results. So what? Huh? But God, they are not children of God. These big pastors, they live, I've seen in Nigeria, they live in castle, they have jets, they have a Rolls Royce. That is not the spirit of God. That is not the spirit of the world. We are humble people. We are not rich people of this world, but we are rich in God. We are not rich, we are not materialistic people. Amen. But we are rich in God. Because we are saving a spiritual kingdom. There is in us. Amen. So Matthew chapter 18 verse 19.
What chapter are you on book?
Chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. Sorry. Matthew chapter 1:3, 18.
1:3.
Yeah, 1:3. 18. I'm going to learn your pronunciation now. Oh, sorry. When I was preaching in Africa, there was a translator. I don't know whether they understand me or not. But when they preach, I don't understand them too when they preach in English. Because of that said. Oh, God said! Like that. You know, sometimes it's very difficult because in Fiji we don't need translator. When Brother Gant comes, we don't need it. We understand English. Although it's not our mother tongue. But everybody goes to school and learn English. But the first time for me to experience translator because I preach fast. And when I'm preaching, he was looking at me. I said, oh. Hallelujah. Yeah, because we have a different accent. Yeah, it's not easy. Because it's the first time for me to come out into the big world. So now I have to learn to try to go into the mood of this operation. Because in Fiji I just go, keep on preaching, go here until 3-4 hours, and then I tell them to go home. Because we don't pay anything. We don't pay the rent like you. We are living in a farm, we have a church building. Brother Ken came and preached the first time. God gave me that building. I asked the Lord, give it to me for your use. And the same time Brother Ken came and used it in August 2014. Yeah. I asked the Lord, this is for you, to use for us to prepare, not to live here forever. So we can go in the rapture.
Amen.
I'm not living here forever. Amen. I look at Singapore, Lord, this is a very good country, can you send me here? But not to live here, just to come every now and then to come and go with the brother Henry to the shopping mall. Amen. When anyone hear the word of the kingdom and understand it not, then come the wicked one and catch away that which was sown in his heart. That this is a he which receives seed by the wayside.
Yes.
But he that receiveth the seed in the stony place of the same is he that hear the word and anon with the joy receive it. Yet hath he no root in himself but dure for a while. For when a tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. Right. He also that receiveth, verse 22, seed among the thorns is he that hear the word and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and he become unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that hear the word and understand, which also hear their fruit and bring forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30-fold. Hallelujah. We are the good ground.
Amen.
Many people can come here. These are the gospel net. After some time they will disappear because of the cares of the world. No, Singapore is a high society. I thank God that you can survive it. Because I live overseas too in Australia, Japan, Korea, China. It's a very high too. But when God has come to your life, the things of the world is dead.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that you don't use the things of the world. We have to use it because we are living here.
Yes.
but we don't indulge and absorb too much in it.
Amen.
That's what the 1 John chapter 2 said, love not the things of the world. If you love the things of the world, the love of God is not even in you.
Right.
Which means the Spirit of God is not in your life.
Right.
Because of the lust of your eyes, the lust of your flesh, and the pride of this life is not of the Father. The Bible said, the world will perish with the world, but those who do the will of God will abide forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Yes, that's what we are. You live in Singapore, but you are a Christian. You are living here, like I will say, you are living here, but you are living in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The disciple of John asked, Rabbi, where dost thou live? Follow me, and you see, we're going to see where I live. When they follow him, after some time, they know he lives in his own word.
Yes.
We live in Singapore, we live in Fiji, but we live in the word of God.
Amen.
Sister Mita asked Brother Ben, Brother Ben, my husband, why we are not like the Americans?
Mm.
Brother Ben told us, Sister Mita, we are not Americans, we are Christians. That's why we don't live like the Americans and talk like them and dress like them. Yeah, problem is so deep. It's meaning, it doesn't mean that you don't wear.
Right.
What you're wearing is from the shop, Singapore. Maybe from China or Singapore, I don't know. But we are not a Singaporean, we are Christians living in Singapore. We live in the Word of God in Singapore.
Amen.
You live in Singapore, and live in Singapore, you can be gone. Because of the things of the world can choke you. We know it's powerful, the things of the world. Amen.
Amen.
You see the United States. How many churches? Yeah, Brother Gavin goes here. Australia, New Zealand, I've been there. I go to Australia for New Zealand for 5 years. I try to reach, try to sit in the seat in Manuka, wherever, to give the church. Nobody's interested. They go around. I'm sitting there like a fool. Why? Because of these two countries in the Pacific, they are still okay as far as economy or money is concerned. When I was in Australia preaching for 6 months in Melbourne, what I saw, they come late. I don't have a car. I wake up early in the morning, I took the train, I'm the first one, I'm praying. This is 1995. They have 2 cars a week, they come in like they're going to the market. Yeah, we treat God. The way we treat God is the way God is going to treat us. What mess are we mess up? Is that a mess up God is going to mess up back? Amen. Yeah, people don't go late to office. To work because they're gonna cut their pay. Amen. Why can't you do the same thing to God and more? Because
right.
He's talking about eternal life. He's talking about life. He's not talking about money. Because all the things of the world will go with the world.
Right.
The only thing that will stand in Hebrews chapter 12 that God is gonna shake everything. But God has given us a kingdom. That is the only kingdom that cannot be shaken. Everything in the world, God has made it to be fragile and breakable.
Yes.
So when the storm is already blowing everywhere, it's already blown. Because the theme of the convention in Brother Billy Joseph church was the storm, the oncoming storm. I told them the storm is already here. Spiritually, naturally, it's already here. It's blowing.
Yes.
But it's going to blow more in magnitude until the whole world will collapse. Christian will collapse. Because the Bible said only the kingdom will stand. The kingdom is the Holy Ghost in you.
Amen.
It's all sinking sand that is around us.
Right.
Because God is going to shake everything. Shake the heaven, shake the earth. The only thing that will stand is the kingdom of God that is in you.
Yes.
Nothing else will stand. God has designed everything to break it. Only the word of God cannot be broken. That's why we must come to the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
But he received the good seed on the ground, he says. The other is sturdy grounds. It's not deep, no moisture. You want the wayside. The birds come and pick it up.
Right.
That's why people come and disappear. Because the word of God is not rooted in their heart. When the word of God is in your heart, nobody can remove it, even the devils. Because it's embedded, it's engrafted inside your heart, the word of life. It's very hard. All the storms of life, even the social life, the family life, cannot disturb you, cannot take you away from God. People, when they disappear from God, they come, because of my father, because of my mother, because of this. I said, now what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's not because of somebody, it's because of you. You don't blame somebody. You don't blame your father, mother. You don't blame God. You blame your life.
Right.
Why you disappear? Why you backslider? It's you.
Amen.
Nobody told you. You listen to the devil. The primary energy is everyone. You decide whether life or death you choose it. Amen. So brothers and sisters, we are the good ground. We must bring forth the 30, 60, 100-fold. Whatever message God has messaged to us.
Amen.
The quantity is different. 30 is different from 60, 100. But the quality is still the same.
Yes.
The power of what is of the spirit is same in everybody. But we have a different method of operation. The five-fold ministry, the body, the nine spiritual gifts, and the helper or the administration, the government, these are all gifts in the sense. It's all different operation of the same spirit. So that we may supply to the whole body what we can supply. Amen. We are not here now, not just to come and sit here. Brother Gail is doing his job or myself. We are here to supply. Whatever is the measure of God in our life to supply to the body of Christ, so the body can grow to that fullness.
Amen.
We are all useful. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Gann came in 2006, and I think he prophesied, Brother Gann, in the hotel, after you preach.
I don't know.
Yeah. So the church doesn't understand, because most of them don't come from Pentecost. I said, that is a prophecy. If you don't know, you should know what Brother Gann has done after his preaching in 2006 in a hotel we hired. Amen. But now the gifts is there. Speaking tongue, the prophecy, the dreams, the vision. And it will make the church, because we have a lot of islands to cover, the Pacific Island. It's a lot of islands, a lot of different countries. And we then got, because God is moving, God is going to move. He's going to bring it to pass. He's going to make it to be fulfilled what is planned in the body of Christ in this hour. We keep on believing and holding on. Because God is going to take his full position that it might come to whatever God has already planned to the church. The church started in Pentecost, we know, day of Pentecost. That was an assembled church that God has started. But we are here in the restoration. We are coming up to go to that ultimate again, to the fullness of Christ. Amen. Just not a few minutes I will close this morning. In the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 11, maybe the last scripture here. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. Verse 12. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 to 12. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. And he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Amen. So, we have been gathered to the Lord, but we have been placed as wheat into that threshing floor. That we must be fine-tuned and purged. It's gonna, the threshing floor is God's word that we are being pressed into. Threshing floor in the Old Testament is a concrete structure where they bring the wheat and they thresh it. By using the cow or using the fan or the fork. And in a windy day, the ladies dance and throw it up because they want the seed. They have to remove everything and so on. So God is praising us today in the Word of God so that we may come to that what was planted, to the seed, to the same thing.
Amen.
And we have to come to that image of Christ. So God has to praise us. He's praising us in the Word of God. And remove all the carnalities, remove all the things of the world, the fleshly, the spirits, or familiar spirits, so that we may be like Jesus Christ. We may be just like Him. So we are coming to that keeping. Because we know what Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1 about the the seven virtues, the faith, the virtue, knowledge, the temperance, patience, goodness and brotherly love and love. We are tapping into that this pyramid or the stage of the perfect man. And the last thing on the top before love of God is the brotherly kindness. So God is restoring again the church tree. That love, because love is God, is going to bring forth a God love. This brotherly love or brotherly kindness or whatever you call it, sister or brotherly love. It must come to the church because love will bring us together. To come before God will keep the church.
Amen.
In the near future. And God is love. So we are coming to that image. The world is getting what is their ultimate image. They are keeping too. They have the mark of Cain. They have become big and powerful and a lot of money. But we have the mark of Christ. We are going into that image of Christ. Until before he comes, we'll just be like him. He's going to keep the church. But we are going into that. Amen. That's why we must die. Paul said, I die every day, so Christ may be manifested in my life. Paul said, it is no longer I that liveth, but God that is alive in me. That's why you always sing the song, Sambula, Sambula. Brother Henry knows it. He sang it in Fiji in 2011. Chisu Sambula Veyao. Hallelujah. Bula means live. Bula means welcome. In many words. So, that's what we are today. We have been purged, so we may come to that image. It's going to be painful sometime when God will purge us. Because we as human beings, we have our own defendant territory. But we must humble ourselves before God. When you humble yourself before God, God is going to lift you up. Never mind who we are in society. We are the Prime Minister or President, it doesn't matter. God doesn't respect anyone. He only respects His word. When His word is in you, He respects you. Amen. God doesn't give any preference when we come together because it's sin. When you are president or whatever, in God we are one because we wear the same robe of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
We are not Fijian, we are not Singapore or African, we are not big or small, although different position, but we are the same in God because we wear the same garment
right.
of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's why there's no big somebody or small somebody, but they are ministry. They are ministry, they are hierarchies. There is the Bible ministry, that is the leadership in the church of God. And we must respect leadership. That's why Brother Ben preaches respect. In Africa, they are so respectable. Sir, I said, where does Sir come from? They were under the British colony too. So I told them, this Sir came from the British time. Because I've watched many films. When they come, the black slaves or the black people, so it's still going on. I said, be careful, it's coming from the inside of you. It's not coming from what is the British slave. Because I told you, you are beating the Japanese people. Mm-hmm. And again, I've been to Japan, Brother Henry. I've been to Japan 2 times, 4 months and 1 week maybe. In Japan, if you want to respect or bow the most, they are the champion.
Yeah.
They can bow 10 times to you. They're going to compete who bow the most before the door of the train will close. I watch them. Because I was here in Tokyo City for 4 months studying meteorology. I have to study climate change, I have to study earthquake, volcano, because it's under one roof of the Japan Meteorological Agency. So, it's good. Yeah, respect. Respect is good. But it's not from God. That's a tradition. That's culture. But here we respect because it's the word of God. We respect. We respect elders. We respect the ministry of God. Never mind whoever we are. I told my wife and my children, I'm your father, I'm your husband, but there's a line always because of the office. If your brother is a policeman, never mind he's the youngest, you cannot go and rule him out because of the office of the policeman is wearing you have to respect. Amen. Because of God, we must concentrate on God and focus because time is very near. We must see how God is moving in the spirit in our life. When I go to Africa, come here, I'm watching. I'm watching what I can give, I'm watching what I can receive to help me in what is my growth in God. It's give and take. It's not one side or one way. The things of God is a balance, it's moderate. We learn from each other.
because we can be lacking somewhere, we can be lacking here, but we come together to harmonize, so we may grow into the same standard, in the same level. That's why we wait for one another, we bear for one another. In Fiji, there's about 120 new believers, just came from December until today. So, for me to bring them up, I have to go there. They must know who's Malachi for, and so forth. They don't know. Brother Nice came and preached at this level, in how he preached. But we must go to the detail for them to understand the word of God. So, because we must all come together to the same, the unity of the faith. We must press on to the mark of the price of the high calling. That's what we are. We are different, but God is trying to bring us what is lacking. That's why when we come to the service, never mind what, God is speaking to you in one way or another. God is going to give you something. One portion for you to take when somebody is 10 years and say something. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what is going on. But I asked God last night that God speak through me. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a preacher, a small preacher. If you can speak through me to give somebody inside the church, his person, I'm satisfied. But I don't know the life of the people sitting here. Only God knows better than me and Brother Gant. God knows your heart. You cannot hide it. Because your heart is your life. Amen. So, may God help us today. God is gathering us to Him. And the world too has been gathered together. To the fire, to the tribulation, we have been gathered to go into the barn of God. Sooner or later, when the trumpet of God will sound, we are going to that paradise. Amen. So we are, all God is bringing us together in this final moment. There's a gathering going on. The gathering is in this word of God. God is gathering all of us in the word of God. Whether whoever we are, or what our race, or society, or culture, God is gathering us. Because that's what Paul said, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the time, he's going to gather everything in Christ. Amen. The Gentile, and after us, the two witnesses of God will go and gather the 144,000 and so forth, to bring everything to God in the word of God. May God bless you richly and abundantly. Let us pray. Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again this morning.
Thank you
for the short message you have given to us to inspire us, to continue to ignite something in our life. As we continue to walk this journey with you, Father, in the Spirit, we know there are a lot of mountains and valleys and rivers to cross, but it's all under the blood of Christ and the faith of Jesus Christ that we can be able to overcome, because you have already overcome. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious because of the word of God that we are holding in our heart. So thank you, Father. Bless the church. Bless the pastor. Bless the believers here until we meet again in your own time. If God willing, if not, we're going to meet in that paradise where the saints of God are already waiting today. Thank you, Father, for this moment of time. We give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray, and amen.
Amen.
And amen.